with over 25 to 30 organizations, everything from at least two fire engines, the police getting involved. We've got Nuki Slip and Slide. We've got all sorts of different organizations coming together to celebrate all things Nuki. It's sort of been, I mean, we've only had 5 to 6 months to sort of pull this together for the first year back. And really this year is just about celebrating all things Nuki, and really raising the profile of the carnival to make it bigger and better each year moving forwards.
Because was there a real appetite to bring it back? Because COVID really, like many events, put pay to so many things, didn't it?
Yeah, there was. And I'm always on social media, and I saw a lot of comments in the Nuki groups about where's the carnival gone? It'd be great to bring it back. And I had a real passion for it because I was involved when my children are sort of 7 and 8 now, but when they were young, they were growing up around the carnival. And I was involved sort of 5, 6 years ago, just helping sort of run things on the day or marshal the event. So to be able to bring it back, and among Nuki Lions as well, like many charities, it was a real struggle to know what to do during COVID and how to bring events back. And we were really keen to bring back this sort of signature event that is more about bringing the community together, all sorts of different organisations in Nuki, and celebrating a new theme this year as well with the sea and surf, and celebrating all things Nuki.
Yeah, and there's this the theme, isn't there, that essentially sort of taps into the environment and what we can do for the planet, isn't there?
It is, yeah, and we've been working really closely with a great organisation, Blister Arts, and they've been working with all of the local primary schools, going into school, doing some workshops, building sort of jellyfish and sea creatures all out of recycled material and old umbrellas as well. So it's really using that theme to celebrate and get the children engaged with looking after the environment, etc.
Nuki is a real draw. I mean, it's got some great events now, and the zombie crawl's been a firm one that's grown in the diary for the last few years. It's got bigger and bigger. What's your hope for this going forward?
Exactly that. We want this to be the start of many years of the carnival coming back. I mean, I have big plans this year of a festival day on the Killer Court celebrating a family. But as I say, we've literally had 5 months and even less to get this together. Mm-hmm. And it's only through local organisations. We've worked closely with Nuki Rotary and Nuki Bid. I mean, without Nuki Bid, this event wouldn't be happening. They started the funding off, and Mark at Nuki Bid has been really fundamental in supporting me get this event off the ground. So for me, this is the start of many events. We want to bring it back into the community at the start, sort of just before summer, to get the children involved, and really make it into a signature event in the calendar.
So talk me through what's happening on the night, where and when, and where do people need to be to get a good sort of viewpoint?
Yeah, definitely. So again, another local business getting involved. We've got Sainsbury's. We'll be starting the carnival around 6 p.m. We'll be leaving Sainsbury's and we'll be making our way through town, ending at Oakley Terrace, which is just by Asda. People can get involved. Just come along, come out and celebrate it with us. I'm sure the children and all of the organisations that are involved would love to see people of Nuki just enjoying what's around. I know Mark's been working with some of the businesses as well to hopefully open slightly later. So just come and enjoy it, grab a drink and just enjoy the carnival.